Good morning. I'm Wildlife Conservation Officer Tate Anderson with Game Fish and Parks, and I have Kyle along with me again this morning. How are you doing, Kyle?
Good.
Good. Looks like we've got a little bit warmer weather in the forecast anyway for this weekend, it sounds.
Yeah, a little nicer than what we've had the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been sub-zeros these last couple weekends, it seems like, and it'll be nice to get up in one of those days where you don't have to sit there and try and keep the hole open while you're ice fishing the whole entire time, or you probably won't even need a shack on Saturday here, so we'll see.
Yeah, we might see a few more guys out than what we have the last couple weeks here.
Yeah, and I think the fishing's picked up just slightly a little bit around the area as far as the activity. Plus, we're getting a lot of the out-of-staters that do their big annual ice fishing trip, and it seems like they always pick our neck of the woods to come on up or further north, so it's always good to see a little bit of that coming in. Good for the economy. So.
Yep, and one thing before we get started, just everybody remember that January 31st is coming up close here. So.
Well, that's right. New licenses.
Yep, I know. 2016. Your licenses from last year are still good, but if you haven't gotten the new ones, you might want to consider it. Like I said, and it's only here about week and a half, and the new ones will be needed.
Yep, good reminder there. So make sure you pick up your new 2016 either combination or annual fishing license or however you want to do that. If you know you're going to be hunting, might as well pick up the combo license. It's a good deal. So, what else we got happening around the area this morning besides just ice fishing? I see we got a Pheasants Forever workshop here coming up. Eric Magadens, a Pheasants Forever biologist, and one of our people, Owen McElroy, our habitat crew, they'll be putting on a conservation program workshop, and this will be at the Watertown Extension Office, the County Extension Office here in Watertown, on February 3rd at 5:30 p.m. So they're kind of go over different habitat programs that are offered through either Pheasants Forever or our department offers a few like food plot contracts and stuff. So those food and cover contracts are pretty good. So they'll kind of give you some insight in there on what to look for. So again, that workshop will be here in Watertown at the Extension Office on February 3rd at 5:30 p.m. So if you get a chance or you have some free time, stop on by. I'm sure they'd be happy to have you. So what else do we got going on there, Kyle?
Looks like we also got a Women in the Outdoors event that's going to be put on by the National Wild Turkey Federation. That's going to be Sunday, February 21st. Looks like there's a few different times on there. It looks like there's a 1 o'clock until 2:30, 2:30 until 4 o'clock, and 4 o'clock to 5:30. Once again, that's going to be Sunday, February 21st at the Lake Area Rifle and Pistol Club, which is the basement of the Watertown Boys and Girls Club. And I think we got these forms at our office, don't we?
I don't think so. I think the person of contact actually is Dixie Walkins, and her phone number is 882-3618. And I think she's the one that's got all the forms, okay, the sign-in. She just happened to send this to me and just to get the word out, okay, and everything, because I looked around our front office and I didn't see any of the forms. But she's in charge of the event through the National Wild Turkey Federation, and it's they're Women in the Outdoors, and it's handgun safety and shooting, like Kyle said. And she also has a email address, which would probably be a good way to get in contact, which is dwalkins, W-A-L-K-I-N-S, at vasttbb.net. That's vasttbb.net. So Dixie Walkins is a point of contact for that. And looks like it'd be a good time for the ladies if they want to learn a little bit more on some handgun safety. Excellent opportunities there, and I highly encourage it. So anything to add on that, Kyle? I think it would be a good event, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's always a good event, especially if you have anybody in the household that owns a pistol, firearm, anything like that. It's always a good thing to go through one of those safety courses, just so that way, even if you don't use it that often, at least you have an idea of how it works and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's good to have some knowledge on that for the ladies out there, and excellent opportunity. Again, the point of contact for this training event would be for Dixie Watkins, and her phone number is 882-3618. You can contact her and get signed up for the course. So excellent. Well, we got some, you know, speaking of firearm safety, we do have some Hunt Safe that's in the works here coming up in the near future, don't we, Kyle?
Yep. We got one that's coming up real quick here. That's going to be February 1st, February 2nd, and February 8th. That's a Monday, Tuesday, and then another Tuesday, February 9th, at the Watertown City Auditorium. That goes from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. each night. Once again, that's Monday, February 1st, Tuesday, February 2nd, Monday, February 8th, and Tuesday, February 9th, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Watertown City Auditorium. Students must be at least age 12 by December 31st, 2016, to participate in the class. That class is limited to 75, and I know usually you guys for the Watertown one fill up pretty quick, so.
It does, and we do have more opportunities coming up in the future, so always a good idea to get online and see what dates actually work for you. For this date here, you do have to attend all 4 days of that in order to get the credit for the class, so. And they're slotted that way online for each class. You have to attend all those dates that are under that class. So
yep. So when you sign up for that class, you'll be signing up for all four of those dates.
Yep, because there's a minimum amount of hours that each student has to attend to, just to make sure that they are qualified for the national safety standards there. So also make sure that the student is signed up under their own profile too. It's been an issue in the past where they're the children are signed up underneath their parents' profile or something of that nature. So just make sure that they get signed up under their own profile. And it's available free of charge for all ages. We do have a lot of adults that come into the class or parents that want to stick around. You know, they drop their kid off and want to stick around, and you can stick around, but you have to make sure you attend all the hours, and you can test out at the end as well. And boom, you've taken the class. Just let us know so we can get you entered in the system.
Yep.
And get you a credit for that. So, but you do have to pre-register for that online. So good idea to get that done and taken care of. I know down in Hamlin County, we've got our spring date already up, and I think there's some others on the board already on the outdoor education, hunter education tab online. We've got May 20th and May 21st. May 20th is 6 to 9 p.m., and May 21st is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and this is at the Isaac Walton League building down there at the Lake Ponset Range down there, and, you know, the students can get signed up for that now. We do ask on that Saturday that they bring a little sack lunch with them, because it 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. gets to be a long day, and they're going to be doing a lot of hands-on stuff that day and their final testing and everything. So good opportunities there. If that one doesn't work, hold on. We do have one that's in the fall. It will be posted online, or if it isn't, it's on there already, along with a lot of the other Hunt Safe dates around the area. So get on there. Figure out what date works for you. I know it's tough sometimes when you want to take the Hunt Safe class, but there's a lot of school activities also that maybe the children are involved in. So it's again free of charge, all ages. So we'll hope to see a lot of people there. You can never learn enough. So especially when it comes to firearm safety, so very important that everybody maybe, you know, sits in on a class and gets it, even for the adults. So
yep,
highly recommended. And, well, we, you know, since we're into the time of year, we've got a lot of ice fishing going on. I noticed a lot of rigs have been up here the last couple weekends. So a lot of trailers, a lot of back ends of pickup trucks filled up with ice fishing equipment. Guys are getting out there. Guys and gals, families are getting out there, trying their luck, doing some fishing. You know, we got quite a bit of opportunity out there, and the ice is actually looking probably the best it's been yet. I would still use caution in areas where you haven't been. There has been some areas, too, where there's a little bit of slush that has developed, and a lot of times that's due to the weight and pressures and stuff. And I noticed, you know, this year we've had a few more heaves, I've noticed, versus other years. So it must be the way the ice has frozen and pressure is pushed up in areas. So use caution when you're getting out there venturing, looking to fish in new areas. So, and well, we got some areas of good fishing opportunities out there. What do we got for Clark County over there, Kyle?
Clark County, just been your typical lakes. Your Dry Lake 1 has been pretty, that one hasn't been, I'm sorry, Dry Lake 2 has been pretty busy. Dry Lake 1 has been a little slower, a few guys trying it, but Dry Lake 2 down there, same as always, has quite a few guys venturing out there trying it for the perch and walleye and seeing if they can find them. Lamb Slough, still north of Dry Lake there, every once in a while you got guys that are coming out there and trying it and
still getting a little activity on
yep,
that one.
They're still pressure. Getting a few and I haven't seen nothing real fast and furious, but guys are still doing pretty decent out there. Bailey's Lake has kind of slowed down here in the last couple weeks and guys are starting to venture elsewhere. I see Reed Lake though has picked up a little bit.
It's so. Remaining a little bit consistent or a little busier, I would say.
Yep. I know that one's always been fairly decent from time to time. Casey Slough, little pressure's picking up a little bit there. A few more guys trying it towards the evening. I think they're trying to get some of that evening walleye bite there.
Yep.
Indian Springs still on and off pressure. Still seeing a few guys out there and giving her a shot, but it don't sound like too good of fishing quite yet.
No.
I know it's been pretty clear, seeing a lot of fish, marking a lot of fish, but not having too good of luck having them bite yet.
Yeah.
And then Pepper Slough is still getting a pretty good amount of traffic out on it. Guys going out there trying to catch the perch and the walleye out there. And I know some guys are having some success out there on the perch. And
plus, I've noticed a lot of other sloughs, like no-name sloughs and other areas. You know, anglers are getting out and trying some areas where, you know, covering some new ground that maybe hasn't been touched before. And you never know until you go try it.
Yep.
So, over in... Over in Connington County, things have been kind of pretty steady, picking up in some areas versus others. We still have got Dry Lake up by Florence. That's starting to pick up a little more now with an evening bite. A lot of guys getting out there right at the evening hours and trying their luck with some walleye. Seeing quite a bit of traffic on that. Same with Grass Lake has been getting quite a bit of that evening traffic, walleye bite, sometimes early morning stuff. And, Goose Lake has been kind of on and off again there on the north end there. Anglers getting out there again trying for some walleye and some pretty decent perch every once in a while when you do find them. They're kind of tough to find at times. And Lake Compesca has been quite busy here recently with the activity. And they're kind of spreading out a little more. They were concentrated up in that northeast corner, and they're kind of starting to look for new ground and stuff, and they're getting in on a lot of good crappie action, a little bit of walleye and perch and pike and mixture of everything. Some once in a while you get a white bass and stuff in the mix. Pelican Lake has been really quiet this winter so far. Not a lot of guys out there trying their luck with it. Lately Blythe Slough has kind of slowed down. So Long Lake, though, has been picking up in the evenings for that walleye bite and picking up a few perch as well, busy on the north end of that. And then Wolf Slough has been kind of busy at times, slower than others. And it's been kind of hit or miss out there with getting on to the perch and everything. So, and then that's pretty much it for what I've got for Connington County. What do you got for Day County over there, Kyle?
It looks like up in Day County, Bitter Lake has been getting a little hotter here late as of lately. Guys are having a little better luck with the walleye up there. Doesn't look like it's any particular part of the lake, but looks like any part of the lake has been pretty decent. Most guys are concentrating around that evening and morning bites and having pretty good luck out there. It looks like areas with some type of submerged structure, trees, weeds, anything like that, are having the best luck on the walleye.
Yep. So, yeah.
I know a lot of those have been right around that 14 to 16 inch mark in there. So
yeah, yep, pretty consistent with that.
So. Wabe, it looks like, has been the most consistent for fishing up in Dade County there for a lot of the guys. It looks like the guys that are having the best success are the ones that are moving around trying to follow those schools of fish around. And
yep,
looks like perch has been the most consistent one being caught out there. It sounds like guys have kind of started moving towards the south following those schools of fish, but they're a little bit further south than where they started earlier this year, it sounds like. So
yeah.
Reitz Lake, it sounds like they're kind of getting a mixed bag of fish out there. It looks like perch, crappie, walleye, and smallmouth are being caught. Just remember that one has some size restrictions to it for the walleye and the bass. So, but it looks like a few crappie and perch might be getting caught out there, and it don't sound like anything real hot and heavy, but they're catching a few of them anyways.
Yeah.
And then Pickerel Lake looks like another good opportunity for a mixed bag of fishing. Looks like guys have been starting to catch some out there, so few options up in Dade County for fishing.
Yep, and now we'll move on down to Hamlin County. We got three bucks, starting to see a few perch there finally. It's, you know, some pretty good ice conditions now, finally on three buck. Fate Slough, good ice conditions, you know, pretty consistent perch bite on there as well, and occasional walleye. Good place to take the kids and try your luck on there. Lake Ponsett's still a pretty hot topic around the area, very busy with ice fishing traffic, and still getting pretty good fish on that one. Remember, the 15-inch minimum on walleyes is still there. And Lake Albert, a good opportunity to catch walleye in the evening hours and occasional perch there, too. And then Clear Lake, seeing a few anglers on the lake, but very limited on success so far. And that's pretty much what we got for an outdoor report. Thanks, Kyle, for coming on over this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. You got anglers out there, ice anglers, stay safe out there if you're venturing out on the ice, and we'll see you out there.